All right, it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Amy Dickinson has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points.
Whoa.
Peter Gross has 3. Tom Baudette has 2.
All right. How is that possible?
Don't know.
Oh, my God.
Ask the scorekeeper.
So, Tom, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. In an interview Thursday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that the Justice Department would file a lawsuit over Arizona's blank law.
The immigration
right.
law.
Because it was overwhelmed by demand, AT&T stopped taking pre-orders for the new blank.
iPhone.
Right. The FDA refused to approve the pill touted as blank for women.
Oh, Viagra.
Right. The Washington Post was forced to publish a correction after it misidentified a woman as being blank.
Michelle Obama.
No. 35 and a half months pregnant. European soccer champion Spain was shocked to lose its first round World Cup match to blank.
Was it Uruguay?
No, it was Switzerland.
Oh.
Lori David, one of the producers of An Inconvenient Truth, denied rumors that she was responsible for the breakup of blank's marriage.
Alan Tippert.
Right. This week, the real estate agency Redfin listed blank for sale.
God, I don't know any of these this week. The Redfin, the Gulf of Mexico.
No, the White House.
I was going to say that.
Analysts believe the company's software accidentally pulled a dummy listing from another real estate website and listed it for real as, quote, for sale by owner. Which you'd expect. Yeah. For $10 million, no less.
But you have to make an appointment
yeah.
to see it.
Mitt Romney was thrilled to see the listing. He was planning to buy the White House anyway, but expected it would cost him much more, so he was excited. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. He now has 10 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
Well done.
Oh, yeah. I will enjoy this little lead for a little while.
Okay, Peter, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Closing arguments were held in California to determine the constitutionality of the 2008 anti-gay marriage amendment known as blank.
Proposition 8?
Right. Adding it to sanctions already imposed by the UN Security Council. The European Union voted to impose more sanctions on blank.
Iran?
Right. The FCC announced it would be seeking public comments on 3 plans that would determine how it regulates traffic on the blank.
Internet?
Yes. During intense questioning in a congressional hearing about the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan, General Petraeus blanked.
Passed out while John McCain was talking?
Yes. Haven't we all, ultimately?
Yes.
In an ironic twist, a 6-story statue of Jesus outside an Ohio church was hit by lightning and burned to the ground while the blank next door was left unscathed.
Red Devil Carpet Store.
No. The Porn Shop.
That's the same thing.
Australia's rescue organizations defended the expense of rescuing Abby Sunderland, the 16-year-old girl who was attempting to blank.
Sail around the world alone.
Exactly right. According to the Nielsen ratings, Judge Judy has beaten longtime title holder blank to become the most popular daytime show.
Judge Rudy.
No. Oprah.
Oh, Oprah. I'm a man.
A woman in Canada being questioned by police after her house was allegedly robbed blew her cover when she blanked.
Told them that she robbed her own house?
No. She took a call from her father while the police were standing there and told him she had committed insurance fraud. But here's the thing. She was certain to speak to her father in French. And who speaks French in Canada? The woman had her act down pat. She was sobbing hysterically as she listed everything that had been stolen, and police were very sympathetic until her dad called and she explained the entire scam to him in French. The policeman took notes during her call, and when she hung up, they said, "Merci beaucoup." Carl, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Peter had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Peter has taken the lead.
Well done.
Nicely done.
All right, then. So how many does Amy Dickinson need to win?
5 correct answers.
Oh.
All right, Amy, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, Israel agreed to ease its land blockade of blank.
Gaza.
Right. Company regulators for housing lenders blank and blank said they would delist their stocks in the New York Stock Exchange.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
Yes, indeed. After 3 months of decline this month, the number of people filing for blank benefits jumped.
Unemployment?
Yes. Police in Uganda arrested 2 nuns after they realized they had been blanking at the convent.
A Okay, next question. No. Arrested stripping.
No, growing pot. After 8 years of dating, Harrison Ford got married to Ally McBeal star blank.
Callista Flockhart.
Yes, a man arrested for robbing a Dunkin' Donuts says he did not say, "Give me the money, I have a gun." He said blank.
I'll take a donut on the run.
You're so close. What he said was, "I would like a honey bun."
Oh, I get the...
Carl, does Amy get that?
I did the poem. It rhymes with gun.
A poem?
We're looking for honey bun.
Yeah.
But Carl, I was like with the
run. Well, it's happened to all of us. You go into a donut shop, you ask for a honey bun, and all hell breaks loose. Prosecutors say a man bought coffee at a Massachusetts Dunkin' Donuts, and then he demanded cash. The suspect says he really just wanted a honey bun, and in the future he will choose breakfast foods that do not rhyme with felonies. For example, he will avoid the salt and buttery donut.
I like
Carl,
it.
Did Amy do well enough to win?
She needed 5 correct answers, but Amy had just 4 correct
answers.
In his first appearance on this program, Peter Gross is this week's champion.
Wow.
Well done. Congratulations.